This is Krista Brown with Notes and Votes from your town council here in Colonial Beach, Virginia. Wednesday night, February 5th, town council met for their first work session of the year. Liaison reports kicked the meeting off with Councilman Wood advising the Planning Commission meeting for February has been canceled, but will be rescheduled for March. This meeting is important as it will include a work session for local builders and citizens to offer input on zoning ordinances, floor area ratio, FAR, and other regulations. This is an excellent opportunity for citizens to offer input. Councilman Larson advised a few citizens have mistakenly received delinquent utility notices. Town staff are working on correcting this issue. Town Manager Natasha Tucker arranged for the Virginia Department of Transportation to conduct an informal Q&A with Town Council, which occurred at this work session. Council members had various questions about sidewalks, signage, and roadways. VDOT advised they would come to look at various areas on a courtesy basis to see if crosswalks and signage are needed. Downtown Colonial Beach has applied for and received a grant for $60,000 to create a connectivity plan. Downtown Colonial Beach has contracted the Timmons Group to conduct an assessment and give recommendations for sidewalks, crosswalks, and parking. Connectivity is important as it helps not only our citizens navigate our town, but our tourists as well. Chief Financial Officer Lisa Oakes provided a presentation on developing the town's fiscal year budget as the council prepares to start the budget process. She reported budget impacts include inflation, revenue changes, and school funding. Mr. Wood asked for more clarification. Ms. Oakes advised because the cost of goods the town needs to purchase to provide services have risen at a higher percentage than the town is collecting revenue, and it's creating a gap. Zoning Administrator Darla Odom presented the council with a draft of the Capital Improvement Plan, CIP. The draft presented was a five-year plan. Infrastructure, as usual, was a top priority. The CIP Working Committee consists of Town Manager Tucker, Director of Public Works Chris Ruckte, Darla Odom, Chief of Police Parsons, and Nathan Howell from the Planning Commission. The CIP was unanimously recommended for approval by the Planning Commission, which occurred at a public hearing on January 9th. Vice Mayor Allison and Mr. Larson both asked for additional details and clarification on various CIP line items. Ms. Odom advised this was just a draft, and future drafts presented to Council will have those details. Just a quick update on the ADA compliance and sidewalks. There was a resolution to appropriate funds for the various sidewalk repairs. The resolution passed unanimously by the Council to do so. There was a resolution to appropriate funds for riprap and sand restoration on the beaches. There was actually a bit of back and forth on this issue between Council members. Mr. Wood showed concern and stated we are only 2 months away from tourist season and this needs to be completed. Mr. Williams suggested delaying the restoration by hiring an engineering firm or have a university come to do a study of our shorelines. Mayor Schick advised the town previously had an engineering firm for this purpose and those plans do have the size and location of the necessary riprap to protect our shoreline. Mr. Williams moved to postpone the vote and Councilwoman Sanford seconded. The final vote was 5-2 in favor of postponing the vote, with Vice Mayor Allison and Mr. Wood voting against postponing. To end on a positive note, get ready to donate and fundraise this spring. The Colonial Beach Community Center and Westmoreland Little League have accepted a private grant to start construction of a t-ball field at the community center. The grant is for $20,000 and additional funds will be needed to be raised. This is great news for our community and kids. Town Council will convene again at their next meeting scheduled for 6 p.m. Wednesday, February 19th. Stay warm and healthy and enjoy another day in paradise.